In today's episode of Driving Nowhere Deadly, Paz, Fitz, Kandoran, and their giant cat Richard stay mainly in the plane. Will they find fearsome foes or foster fast friendships? Keep listening to find out!
So, you guys, your characters, Kandoran, Paz, and Fitz, are all summoned to the Adventurers Guild headquarters for a job. You guys are told to investigate why all these orcs are running around in the plains near the Adventurers Guild headquarters.
Okay.
These are sort of arid, savanna-like, think lions.
Yeah. But that means hot.
Yeah, I know, it's gross.
It's summer, I don't want to have to think about hot.
How do you want to get over there? It's not that far away, but honestly, I want to see what you want to do as transportation.
I'm riding on Richard. I don't care what you say, it's probably going to end up being shedding season because of how fluffy
it's
he is
so
going into like
hot
a hot area. Throw cat hair at all the legs. I hope you're allergic.
I'll join you on the...
Okay, I guess Richard is going to be our main mode of transportation.
Well,
how many people is he comfortable with?
Well, he's pretty big.
Yeah.
We've already seen how big.
How many people is he comfortable with, though? I mean, us two, I'm sure he'd be fine, but Kandoran?
He's like an elf, which means he can walk on top of snow, but he's buff, which means he would sink like 2 inches.
True.
Which isn't that far.
And yet somehow I still break tile.
It's so true! He's pretty light for someone of his size.
He's light, but only when, like, he wants to be.
What is it with you and tile? I want to break it! I don't like your floor!
Okay, so, y'all are in the savanna area. There's orcs running around. You know, but they've kind of ignored you. They seem to be looking for something.
How many are there?
I'd say 30 to 40. But there's also a couple of freaking army tanks they're driving around.
Why?
Because why not?
He needs an army tank in the middle of Savannah.
You never know what magical creatures are going to show up and try to steal your friends.
I'm going to shoot that one tree.
What tree? I already shot it. It's gone.
Yes, we're getting off topic.
They're orcs, and who wouldn't want a freaking tank?
I can't drive squat, so it doesn't matter to me.
Speaking of, how old are Fitz and Paz and Kandoran? Equivalent to human experience, not like, elves live way long, so it's like, I'm 2 years old, that's like...
I'm 2 years old,
I'm
baby.
Gonna make
still
Richard
talk.
In his 30s and cat years.
He's pretty old. Cat
no,
version.
I mean, like...
He's also a magical cat, so maybe
he's
is
supposed to be,
old.
Like...
Dignified!
I want him to be, like, old,
mid-30s.
But not ancient. Do you
okay.
understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus, I don't understand cat years, so... Nah.
Well, the average cat lives to be about 16 to 17 years old.
Well, he's magical, so...
So,
I don't know.
Richard is, like, 30s.
He's the oldest out of all of us, let's do that.
How old would Paz be?
I have no idea.
Early 20s?
Mid-20s, yeah.
Then Fitz, she'd be early 20s, probably.
Okay.
Twin cousins.
Twin cousins.
She's 20, but she acts like she's older.
Okay. Mine's 20, but he acts like he's 5. He's immature, what did I say? I thought I already went over this. And then you, how does yours act?
That's a perfect description of how old he is.
He doesn't need to act a certain way, he's all about his muscles.
He's like typical elf behavior, but focused on his muscles. So these orcs, they look like they're looking for something. They notice you guys, but they ignore you because they're not looking for you. So, what do you want to do?
Ask him what they're looking for.
The muscle head has a good idea!
Wow!
Yeah, I agree with him.
So, you guys come across one, like, they split it into, split up into smaller groups, you know,
easy
to look for stuff. Yeah. You come across one of the groups, and fortunately, or unfortunately, whatever you want to think, there's a tank And in the tank is the leader of the whole tribe, clan, group, party of orcs. So, what do you guys want to say to get this leader orc to like you enough to tell you what they're all looking for?
I've got tiny skeletons in my cloak.
I have huge muscles.
Oh.
Hear my wrath.
We're taking the dwarves type, but that's not even right. It's a hobbits.
Hobbits Isengard.
We're taking the dwarves Isengard. What? What the heck?
We're not even on the right page. I've got tiny skeletons in my cloak. Want to see?
You guys stop in front of the tank, which fortunately was also stopped.
They didn't run over you! It's kind of hard to miss a giant cat.
The leader of the orcs, she steps out.
It's a she!
Yes! Orcs?
Flirt! Well, my character is a guy. Take it where he can get it, right?
I'm going with your first tiny skeletons option. So she steps out. You shout, "I have three tiny skeletons in my cloak." And Kentorin's like, "My muscles." And Fitz just kind of rubs her face like, "Why?"
Face palm.
And she looks at you. And fortunately, she laughs. So she says, "I have no idea who you guys are, but I like you." That's such a wonderful first introduction. Why did you approach my tank?
I panicked.
So you approached my tank, panicked, and told me about your three tiny skeletons in your cloak.
Yes.
Was that what you wanted to tell me at first?
No.
Oh.
We were going to ask you a question. That question is, what are you guys doing?
We're looking for something.
What is the something?
We're looking for something. It's something. I don't know if I really want to tell you guys. I literally just met you. I don't even know who you are.
We made you laugh. Is that not good enough?
No!
Well, we just want to know because we were just sent out here to just, well, I don't know, figure out what you guys are doing.
Oh.
And I kind of don't want to get fired. I just got the job 3 days ago.
Oh.
And I've been doing really well until this point.
Fair enough. We're looking for an egg.
What kind of egg?
I don't know, but there's an egg out here. And I want to hatch it and have it be my pet.
I know the feeling, lady. I am a giant pet cat and three tiny skeletons. I know how you feel, lady.
Don't worry, we all think she's crazy, too.
Paz is a dude.
I'm a guy. I may be female here, but I am a guy here.
Okay, so since you know what we're looking for...
I want to help.
I'm sorry, but I don't think I can let you...
It's sort
of an orc-only search party. Sorry, guys. I gotta go.
Racist!
Look. Hey, dude! Let me be with my fam!
Hey, can we sort of just, like, look around? Like, we won't bother you guys. Can we just, like, look around, and if we just happen to walk upon something, we'll give you guys a heads up?
Sure. We won't bother you. So, yeah. She goes back to looking. Do you guys want to look for the egg?
Yes, I want it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, she's probably gonna hate me if I do that.
You don't have to tell her you found it.
Oh. I've been still searching for years.
Okay.
I still want to know what kind of egg it is. If it's a dragon egg, that's gonna be kind of
it's
awkward.
It's not a dragon egg.
Phoenix.
Trust me.
It's a bug.
Okay.
It's a frog.
No. Quick. You guys roll a d20. See how long it takes to find it.
I got a 3.
16.
So it takes you guys 20 minutes to find it, basically. You didn't really look that long. You're like, oh, look, this egg.
What does it look like? I want to know what the egg looks like.
It's kind of mysterious.
Whoa. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Here, how about you roll to beat a 2 to see if you know what kind of egg it is?
You understand my standards. It's a 15.
Okay. Five. You think you know, but you're not as sure as she is.
Well, I love creepy, weird animals, as long as it's not normal.
It's a hippogriff egg.
A hippogriff. Wait, isn't that the...
It's like the eagle and like the...
It's like a horse.
Horse eagle.
I kind of want it. I kind of want it. It's
so
like...
Are you taking the egg?
Oh, but if she finds out, I am so screwed.
You got me. You just punch her tank.
It's so helpful.
I do want to mention, she is a few levels higher than you are.
Take it and run. Wait, I have quite, I wish I had stealth. I don't know if I do.
Invisibility potion. What?
Oh! I have that! Oh my gosh! I'm so proud!
Oh my gosh.
What I do is I just thought of this. Drink the potion, take the egg, and run.
Would the potion make you invisible? And your clothes? Or just you?
For the sake of convenience, please have it be the clothes also.
I'm sorry, I just love
it. Just clothes walking around? That's not suspicious.
Okay, so you really take the egg, and you're now invisible, basically.
Should I erase the... But I'm invisible for 5 minutes, so I'm gonna... Can we run back to the headquarters? Like, I'm not gonna show them
you're
the egg.
You're far out.
Oh, well... Where are we supposed to run? We're on the freaking savannah.
Okay, fine. You guys run back to the headquarters.
I'm not.
You get
your potions.
I'm not telling them. I'm just gonna say it's mine. By the way, I'm going to erase the potion and replace it with egg.
Okay.
By the way, I'm still invisible
also,
at this point.
That cloak. I'm pretty sure it could hide like pretty much anything.
Yes.
You can just have it under there and not even tell them you have an egg.
Well, that's sort of like the point. I'm just gonna write egg. You get what it is. No, we're gonna scramble it. We're gonna have horse meat and eagle egg tonight.
About halfway there, though, you guys come across her again. She's like, oh, hey, where'd that little green dragon dude go?
Oh, he's still looking.
Yeah, he really likes eggs.
Really determined.
Really? Why are you guys running back without him? Are you playing a prank? Oh
yes.
My gosh, I love pranks.
Yes, we were playing a prank.
Alright, guys, what's the prank? What's the prank? What are you guys pranking this little green dragon dude? What was that?
Never mind. My stomach.
Yes, your stomach sounds like that.
Are you hungry?
Yes.
He's got a rare condition where his stomach will tell him when it wants. And when it's starving, he'll say, oh no!
Hey guys, you know what? Since it's the two of you, you know, I love you guys already. I don't even know you. What's your names?
I'm Kendoran.
I'm Fitz. I'm Leonie. Nice to meet you.
That is such a beautiful
now
name.
Stop making noises.
Sorry. It's such a beautiful name. This is your conscience. I think your name is pretty.
Oh, she just sits there for a second. She looks like she's about to cry. She's really happy. She hasn't had anyone compliment her name ever since she last saw her mom.
It's beautiful.
Okay, so
I really want to give her the egg now, but I'm not going to. Not yet. Until I want to keep it just in case.
All right. So
she needs
like,
to prove herself to me that she can hatch this thing.
So she gets pretty friendly with Kendoran and Fitz, and she invites them into her tank, and you step in, and it's like one of those things where it's like
bigger on the inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause love those things. Yeah, she has like this whole house in there. Her house is the tank.
Hmm.
Hey, honestly, those things.
Start stealing her stuff. I'm not going to do that. My inventory is full and I don't have a bag.
So she invites you into her tank house. That sounds so cool. No, I want a tank house.
No, don't steal the house.
She gives Kendoran some food and she starts just like making some small talk with you guys. Okay? Yeah. And then after a few minutes, there is this knock on the hatch to the tank. And yeah. She opens up and she's like, oh, hey guys, this is my second in command. She's with another search party. She's helping guide them, but I guess she came over here. And in steps in this huge, massive, muscle-bound orc. And she's like, hi guys! And she sees you guys and she's like, hey, Leonie, who's this? She's like, oh, these are some friends I just met. They were sent out by the Adventurers Guild to see what we were doing. Which is admittedly suspicious. We're just a bunch of orcs running around in the savannah with a few tanks, you know.
Very suspicious.
And she's like, oh! Hey guys, how's it going? Nice to meet you. My name's Daisy.
I give her a handshake because I don't trust her to crush your hands.
I'm struggling not to laugh.
She looks at you. And she just stares into your eyes for a moment.
And in the she's... arms of the angel. No. Just sparkling.
She looks into your eyes for an uncomfortably long moment. And true she's love. Like, you're pretty neat.
Flirt, do it.
She roll loves to be your charming. Muscles.
Roll to yeah, be charming.
Kandoran, what would Kandoran do? I mean, someone is really appreciating him for his muscles. What would he do?
Unlike us.
He just kind of sits there like, this is different.
But does he like it? Or does he, is he uncomfortable? Okay, good.
He's like,
he likes
half uncomfortable,
it.
Half likes it.
Okay, so she starts talking to Kandoran.
Hey, where'd you get that body from?
And
I don't know if you guys know that song.
Yeah, Daisy starts just going on about your muscles. She starts asking you, like, how did you work out that much to get all those muscles? And, you know, muscle talk. I don't know that, because I'm skinny as heck. me, the person, I honestly have no idea what they would talk about, but they're talking about something about muscles.
So what kind of technique do you use?
Yeah. So, Fitz starts talking to Leonie. They're getting along pretty well. Leonie pulls out some tea. You know, some nice, friendly... Yeah, that happens. Now, Paz. What would Paz do?
Runs away because the potion's about to run out.
Yeah.
I have a brilliant idea to make this less suspicious. I'm gonna set a prank on you two because she said that you two were gonna prank me. I'm pranking you two to make it less suspicious why I'm invisible. Okay? Okay, you get it?
Wait, you still have some time left on your invisibility, though, don't you?
Probably.
You can poke around, can't you?
Hint, hint. Okay, I'll...
So,
I'm gonna
you
look
guys
around
are in,
bit.
Like, the main entrance foyer. There's, like, a kitchen off to the left and, like...
Steal all the food. I'm kidding. No.
Her bedroom's down a hallway after a couple doors.
Okay, I don't want to actually go into her bedroom, because...
There's also, like, this other room full of random knickknacks.
I want to look at the random knickknacks!
Okay, so there's some trick coins. They always land on the same side, no matter how many times you flip them. There's also just a cloak, but you can hold more stuff in it. Got lots of pockets. I think you'll want that.
I want it, but I don't want to steal it, because I'm...
Trade your cloak.
But I like her! I like her, not in a romantic sense, but I'm liking this person. She is up to my standards.
Switch the cloaks out.
No, then she'll be disappointed and pass. Maybe you can convince her to give it to you for a few monies.
I just started looking at the egg.
or an egg.
I want to know, I don't want to give her the egg unless I absolutely know she's going to take care of it, because...
Oh, man.
I just don't want to give it to someone who's just going to use it for flat-out evil, because I'm not being racist.
Yeah,
but
orcish.
I don't trust
people. Orcs do have a bad reputation.
Yeah, and another thing is since my entire thing is looking for weird, crazy, strange animals, giving this up is kind of hard, so I'm gonna keep looking around for a little bit longer before I set up a prank.
Okay. So, there's a couple other things. There's a ghost torch.
What is that?
The smoke from the torch makes it so you can see ghosts. Makes ghosts visible. There's a ring of invisibility. When activated, the ring turns invisible.
Do you?
Just the ring. The ring.
Just the ring.
Who knows when you'll want to use that? There is a kinstone. It vibrates when relatives draw near. Really good for warning you when in-laws show up.
Unfortunately, that's going to be really annoying because since we're twin cousins, it's always going to be vibrating.
Yeah.
And even when there is someone I don't know, like, that is related to me comes closer, it's still going to be vibrating because of you. It's not helpful.
That'd be really useless to you. Okay, so.
Really useless.
There's a couple other things, but it's just like, meh.
I can see that me with that, like, someone comes, like, trying to hide, like, crack, crack.
There's running. The porcelain turtle of doubt. It's a rabbit statue, but everyone, for some reason, thinks it's a turtle.
They're doubting themselves.
Okay.
How would that be even useful?
Random knickknacks. Doesn't mean they're useful.
Good point.
Okay, so, your potion's now about to run out. What do you want to do?
Okay, now I'm going to set up a prank.
What's the prank?
Oh, this one's gonna actually... Okay, is there any form of, like, paint or flower?
Rub catnip on us.
No. I'm pretty sure the cat would be outside, because there's no way the cat would be able to fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cat's probably, like, sitting on top of the tank awkwardly, so it makes it really hard to get inside.
I'm going to a forest of fur. If you guys have any, what's it called? I want to get powdered sugar.
Okay, so let's say she was in the middle of cooking some powdered sugar donuts before she left on this search for the hippogriff egg.
Okay, the reason I'm actually going to explain why I want the powdered sugar.
Because it tastes good.
No, but yes. Okay, one time in cooking class, we had to make something with powdered sugar. Our teacher told us to be careful, and so what one of the students did, who was in my group, he, like, went to go bite it, but then he went, and it just went everywhere over his face, and he's like, sorry, I breathed in, like, when I was trying to bite,
oh, no.
And so I'm like, yeah, because someone would do that, and I breathed in, and it went everywhere, because I was trying to shoot it back out of my nose, so I pretty much messed it up for myself.
I see where this is going.
And so I just want, like, I want you guys to feel the pain of what powdered sugar did to me, because flour is, like, whatever, it's not that intense. Then
it
paint
also doesn't
isn't
taste
paint.
Good.
Paint isn't real, okay, paint is, like, the classic, but powdered sugar, it's so light and fluffy, it gets literally everywhere. It's worse than glitter. It's worse than glitter. So,
glitter
yeah.
At least looks good.
Somewhat.
Okay, I'm going to put, like, powdered sugar in my hands and go into your guys' faces.
Okay.
So that then when you guys breathe out, it's gonna go everywhere.
So right as you do that, your invisibility potion wears off, and Leonie is just stunned for a second, and she starts just laughing. She laughs so hard, she's just on the ground in stitches. It takes her a few minutes to calm down. And finally, she's like, oh my gosh, that was beautiful. You were here the whole time?
Yep, as soon as I went invisible, I was ready to prank you guys.
So, did you guys, like, Kandoran and Fitz, did you guys know he was with you guys?
Say no.
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 That is a beautiful prank comeback. I'm in tears. This is, oh my goodness. I can't, it's just, oh, let me calm down for a second. The beautiful, it's so good.
If you're gonna use anything, use powdered sugar. It is the best and tastes good.
I will write that down. She writes it down. She is so impressed with this
prank.
If we
ever see her again, I'm gonna know it's her because there's powdered sugar everywhere.
She has officially, like, she loves you guys so much. You have become instant friends.
Oh, yay. We're sort of just sitting down having a casual, like,
she,
in an area,
also,
right?
Introduction. She wants to know your name.
Oh, I am Topaz. I go by Paz, my last name.
Cool beans.
She doesn't know that I heard her name, so she has to introduce herself to me.
Hello. Yes, that was beautiful. How about some introduction? She sticks her muscle-bound hand, orc hand out.
I'm actually pretty skinny, so it's gonna be like...
She shakes her hand. She's like, hey, I'm Leonie. What's your name?
I'm Topaz, and I must say that your name is, like, unbelievably beautiful. Like, you do not understand how beautiful your name sounds.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're, like, on, like, high terms now. Everything she is, I love. Ugh. She's reaching all my standards.
Do you want to ask her?
I want to talk... Okay, well, I'm going to first, like, start out talking about, like, creatures, and then work my way up to a hippogriff, so it's not suddenly, like...
Yeah.
And she said she wanted an egg, so I just wanted, like, if she had a hippogriff. She doesn't know what the egg is.
Yeah.
So I'm just sort of shuffling it there.
Okay, so you're talking about creatures. What kind of creature do you want to start with? How do you start this conversation?
Well, she obviously likes eggs, so she must... I'd probably ask her what her favorite is.
Like, what's your favorite kind of creature sort of thing?
Yeah, like, sort of like asking what's your favorite animal, except...
Yeah.
That type of thing.
And she kind of thinks for a second, and she's like, huh, I don't know, I just love all of them. Although, if I do have to say one creature that I would choose above the rest, I'd probably like a unicorn, honestly. Because those things, magic is pretty darn neat, and you can ride them into battle and they'll look awesome. Who wouldn't want to ride into battle looking awesome?
Agreed.
Unicorns are also pretty smart. It's always good to have a smart friend with you at all times, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard they're pretty loyal, too. Like, once you, like, bond. Yeah. No one's loyal the first few seconds they're seen, but you get the idea.
Yeah. I think I'd like a unicorn the best out of all of them.
So, do you like horse-like monsters? Creatures? That type of thing?
I guess so. Never really thought about this that hard before.
Like, what do you think about, like, hippogriffs and pegasi, that type of thing?
Winged creatures are cool. I would want one, but I wouldn't really ride it because that'd be hard on its wings.
That's true, but they're good at... aerial attacks, and swooping down.
Swoop. True. They'd be pretty nice to have as a friend, too.
And I hear that they've got these, like, saddles for flying horse-like creatures, which make it easier on their wings. There's obviously enchantment involved, which helps the
You have no idea how much that relieves me to hear. Just, like, thinking about all the people who would ride around on flying horse-like creatures like that.
Yeah,
that extra weight on their wings, that would not feel good.
Yeah, plus, it doesn't feel good to sit on a horse without a saddle. Trust me, I've gone horse riding before. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. So you guys start talking about that stuff, sort of. Kendoran, so Daisy, she's talking a lot. And Kendoran, you're putting in a couple comments here and there, but you're kind of just nodding like, mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of talking her head off. Mm-hmm. She's really excited to meet another...
Go ahead, excited to some...
She's really excited to meet another muscle-bound freak. She's really excited to meet someone who is really muscular. Do you want to bring up any topics of conversation?
No, not really.
Okay, do you want to, like, somehow get out of the conversation?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I figured. So,
oh no, is that a bench press?
So, Daisy, she's second in command. She's obviously got things to do. Do you want to, like...
remind her?
Subtly point out that they're looking for the egg and she should probably go help her orc group?
Just like, weren't you guys looking for something? An egg, right?
Okay, she's like... She gasps and she's like, oh yeah, I forgot, I'm so... Oh no! I just left them out there waiting! They're probably bored out of their minds! Plot twist, they're not bored out of their minds. They're actually having some fun. They're finally all friends!
Having fun.
So, she tries to open up the hatch. She can't. Like, she does a little bit. Like,
Richard!
She opens it up a few inches, but there's, like, the full weight of a gigantic Maine Coon cat on top of that hatch.
He's putting all of their Richard's putting all of his paws just on the hatch.
You know, that is what a cat would do. So she lifts it up. She lifts it up quite a bit for that size of a cat. You're all kind of terrified slightly, because that's super strong. And she puts it down, and she's like, oh no, there's something on top of the hatch, I can't lift it up.
That's Richard.
She's like, oh, do you have a cat? I remember seeing a cat out there.
Yeah, that's Richard, my cat.
Fortunately, I have some spare catnip with me. She tosses it, she lifts it up again, one-handedly tosses it out the side, tosses the catnip. Richard sees it, and he just
bolts for it.
So she manages to leave, and her...
Oh, that's gonna be a pain to write him now.
her search party group, just like, ah, dang it. We're hoping it'd be a little longer, but she's like, all right, guys, let's go find that egg!
Okay.
And so she's gone. Kandoran's relieved. And so it's all three of you talking to Leonie now. So, Paz.
Okay. Now I'm gonna ask her how she got, like, wind of an egg.
Okay, so she's like, so, funny story. We were just, you know, doing our usual orc gathering party, you know, every night. It's kind of boring sometimes, but you know. We're doing that, and this stranger comes up. Kind of reminded me of a human, though I couldn't see very well. It was dark. He comes in, he's hooded, but he comes into the light of our party, and he's like, hey guys, how's it going? You know, we're kind of like, what the crap, dude? This is our party!
Yeah.
We're angry at him, because he just pretty much crashed this party, and he's like, he looked a little scared, but he took his hood off, and he says, I have some information for you guys that I think you would like. And he told us about there's this magical creature egg in the savannah, and he left. It was kind of weird, but he gave us a map, and figured, why not? We also trusted him because we had a mage among us who subtly cast a truth spell on him. He couldn't have been lying. Unless he was lying, but he couldn't have because it was a truth spell. You know how those work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how we found out about it.
So what are you gonna do when you find said egg?
We're gonna hatch it? It's gonna be our mascot! Wouldn't that be so cool to have a mascot for our little friend tribe clan group?
Yeah, that would be great. I'm just wondering, would you supposedly maybe happen to have a cloak that can fit more stuff? You know, while having, you know, I'm a magical creature finder such as yourself, and you know how magical creatures take a lot of stuff, and you have a lot of, space. Unfortunately, I don't. Do you have anything I could use?
Actually, I do! Here, just let me go grab it for a quick. She leaves the room.
Yes!
She leaves the room, and so it's just you three. I say you three, but it's also me.
And I'm just suddenly dancing in the corner.
Fitz knows exactly what you're trying to do. I'm pretty sure Fitz knew you were snooping around her house.
How could you not notice?
I'm just sitting here like, what?
Whoops! I just happened while I was invisible to walk upon something I wasn't supposed to. At least I didn't walk into a room. I hate walking into people's room. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
So she comes back into the room, but not only is she carrying the cloak, but she also has three sets of armor.
Oh.
She's like, hey, so guys, I noticed that you don't have any armor. And I know that's a common mistake for first-time adventurers to make, but armor's really useful, so I'll give you guys this for just as a sort of, you made friends with me, I'm gonna do you a favor.
Okay, just wondering, does it have any, like, Like, the orcs outside, do they have armor?
Yeah.
Is it the same type of armor that she's giving us?
No. Orc armor is made for orc bodies.
Well, yeah, I know that, but does it have, like, the same rough design?
It's just sort of leather and plate armor.
Okay, okay. I was just wondering, because I'm like, let's blend into the crowd. But
I'm
if
pretty
it doesn't
sure
look like...
they would notice if well, one yeah. of their friends had a dragon head.
I know. It's sort of like a semblance of, yeah, you're one of us in like a friend sense.
Yeah, that's sort of the same style of armor.
Okay.
Orcs make pretty decent armor.
Alright.
But it's also not like great armor.
By the way, on the armor, how much is it?
So
like not money wise, I mean like on
yeah,
the
I was
sheet.
Getting to that. So she gives you this armor. Everyone now has armor! Yay! It gives you +5 health.
Okay.
So, it's not great armor,
but... You take what you can get.
Yeah, you take what you can get. So, everyone has armor now. Yay. She says, I know it's a common mistake for first-time adventurers to make, but this would be useful for you guys. And,
yeah,
that armor's pretty useful. And then she pulls out the cloak, and she's like, now... This cloak is kind of... It's sort of a family heirloom. I don't want to just give it away, though. Do you have anything I could, you know, trade it for?
I actually do.
Really?
You have to promise not to get mad at me, though.
I like you. You're a pretty decent fellow. I'll try not to get mad at you. Although, sometimes I do get a bit of a temper.
Okay. You know that egg you were looking for?
Yes, I do.
I managed to supposedly just happen to...
Hypothetically
stumble upon said egg. But before you start getting mad at me that I was trying to take it for myself, it was more for the fact that as someone who has many pets, and will probably have many more pets, I wanted to make sure that you would be a responsible owner.
So she kind of straightens up and she looks at you, but the expression on her face is unreadable. You can't tell what she's thinking.
Please
she
don't just, get mad.
She just...
Please don't get mad. I just wanted to make
she
sure that
takes
I
a deep breath. She takes a brief, deep breath, and just kind of hesitates. Just there's a brief moment of nothing. She doesn't say anything. She doesn't do anything. She just breathes out and is like, "Huh? Okay."
I am sorry. I just
so
wanted to know that you'd be a good parent to this egg.
So you have the egg. She's like, kind of a little ticked, but she's holding it in. She's like, so you have the egg, but you only took it because you wanted to make sure it had a responsible owner.
Yes, and being someone who has a giant freaking cat and 3 skeletons in my cloak, you can obviously see that I care very, very, very deeply about who owns creatures, because there are plenty of owners out there who beat their creatures and are horrible to them, and I wanted to make sure that you were a good person. That's why I was asking you all these questions. Because I wanted to make sure that you would be a good owner. I've seen that you would be a perfect, perfect owner for this egg, since you care as much as I do about these creatures.
Okay. Okay, I see what you're saying. I understand.
I'm sorry if I destroyed your trust of me, but I really needed
to know. No, I think I understand.
You would probably do the same thing if I was out looking for an egg and you had no idea who I was and you just met me and you didn't know if I'd be able to take care of the egg.
Yeah, I understand now. I get it. So, you have this egg and you want to trade it for this cloak.
Yes.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
So you get a cloak!
Okay, now I can use the plus box at the bottom.
Yep.
So I erase the egg, and then the plus box. Now I want to ask...
Put cloak.
I'm just going to put the cloak next to the...
How many more spaces does she get?
I'd say with the cloak she'd get 5 more spaces, let's say.
5. Okay, now I'm going to talk to her for a second. would it be okay if you sent me a message when it hatched? Just so I could see it. Because I always love that type of thing, when you finally get to see it come to life, and you get to be around it.
Yeah, I will, actually. In fact, here's my phone number. I'll take a video of it, and we can...
Work.
I'll take phones. A video of it, and... Yes. Okay. Thomas, there's tanks!
You can't have phones without tanks.
Because, you know, that makes
Excuse sense. Me, I'm just gonna start texting.
In my tank.
So, she gives you her phone number, and she says, I'll take a video of when it hatches, and I will tell you, I will send you the video. Or,
thank you.
I'm gonna look up what kind of egg this is, and if it's got, like, a really long incubation period, and it's, like, about to start hatching.
Should I tell her what it is?
No.
Okay.
If I can, I will try and get you to be able to watch the egg hatch.
That would be amazing. You have, like, my respect for you is, like, through the roof.
Okay.
Through the tank.
So, you guys have...
Bonding.
You just got her phone number, and I'm assuming you gave her your phone number.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Kandoran and Fitz, I don't know, what is Kandoran doing during this whole spiel?
Licking off all the powdered sugar. It's still everywhere. Or would that be really hard to find for him? Because he's got really pale skin, because you know, elves. He just has to, like, pat himself.
I don't know, it depends on what kind of elf he is. If he's a high elf, I'm pretty sure they're the ones with the pale skin, but, like, you know.
I'm from drow. The race of the skinniest elves ever.
Skinny?
Oh my gosh. I'm the skinniest elf ever.
You know, drow have, like, dark skin, like, really black.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's elves that have, like, green skin, which I did not know until I started looking. But, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Elves, hold on, this can be, elves can have whatever skin the heck they want. They're elves.
Purple.
What color skin does he have?
Black. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a drow. Drow are really skinny. Okay, in this world, drow are really skinny, officially canon. It's canon. Drow are the skinniest kind of elf you can find.
Okay.
And he's a drow.
By the way, now that they have the egg, and now that we're sort of almost about to leave, are they gonna start leaving the area?
Probably.
Because there's no point in them being there anymore.
Yes, but something happens.
Oh,
dang it.
Thought we were done. This is
no.
This is
it would have been a new
this
record.
This is my third day. I was doing so well.
Something happens. There is this tremendous screech.
Oh, but
you look outside, and there's this hippogriff flying around. It's Mama Hippogriff. But she looks like she's been through some pretty rough fights. She doesn't look good. She looks like she's on her last leg. She just really wanted to see her egg one more time before she keeled over. Because somebody took her egg and hit it and almost killed her. That weird human dude that showed up. So, she's...
No!
I know, she's probably not gonna end up living past this, but she's flying around looking for her egg, and Leonie connects the dots pretty quick. She's like, oh no!
I am so sorry. Regrets.
You had nothing to do with this. It was that weird human dude who stole her egg and almost killed her.
I still feel bad about grabbing the egg.
He hid her egg. You didn't grab it from her nest.
I know that. It's obviously, it was on the ground. You can't find an egg in like 20 minutes in a nest.
True.
You walking around for 20 minutes in the nest, walking around in a circle, realizing it was in the center. No one does that. No one does that.
So, Leonie, she gasps, and she quickly climbs out of her tank, and she pulls out the egg, and she holds it out, and Mama Hippogriff sees it, and screeches again and kind of approaches.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama Hippogriff looks really relieved. And she kind of sits down somehow, takes the egg, and holds it for a while. And then...
It is in good hands. Trust me, she took the test.
Leonie has no idea what to do. She's never dealt with seriously injured animals before.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if this Mama Hippogriff was a character and had a character sheet, she would have, like, 0.5 HP. She would have, like, half a health point left.
So she's pretty much on the verge of death.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to try something, anything, to get her...
I have a level 1 health potion.
Yeah, but she's... Hippogriff. Do you know if it'll work on Hippogriff?
No.
What if it's, like, chocolate and dogs? What if it'll hurt her more?
She dies faster.
But puts her out of her misery.
Okay.
Let's see.
Do you want to try doing that?
I want to try something. Okay.
Richard's magical.
It was because of Richard. I want to take off Richard's translate collar, because he hasn't said anything so far. And I want to put it on the hippogriff, because it obviously can translate. And I want her to be able to say her last words.
Okay, that's...
As you're taking
off. Because she's going to die. Let's just let her die.
Okay.
Peacefully.
And... So you do that, and she says, "Thank you so much for finding my child. I trust you to take care of my child as best as you can." And she looks at Leonie, because she figured, let's say hippogriffs look really good at judging character.
Mm-hmm.
So she sees Leonie, and she says, "You are a good person. I trust you with my child."
And that makes two of us.
She finally keels over.
Aww. I want her feathers. That'd be so cruel. Barely just died 5 seconds ago. Already tries to take all the stuff off her body. That was mean, but... No, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
We're probably gonna bury happens. Her.
Yeah. That's really sad now.
Well, now she doesn't have to look it up anymore. You already know what the egg is.
Yep. So, Leonie, she's really emotional. She's basically bawling. That was a very touching moment for her.
Mm-hmm.
And Fitz is stunned. I'm taking Kandoran. What is Kandoran's reaction to this?
He sort of, like, doesn't want to look, but he's looking anyway. Sort of feeling...
Okay, and then Paz, pretty sure Paz is hurt.
Bawling.
And you're ugly crying. Like, unbelievably ugly crying to the point that it's really just...
Roll the die to see how awkward to look
at. No, Paz is crying. So both Paz and Leonie are bawling over this dead hippogriff mama. I take it you're going to bury Mama Hippogriff.
Yeah, I'm not going to exploit her for... her stuff, because probably she, if I really did want to, she'd probably have that type of stuff would be very valuable, but I'm not that kind of person. Like I said, animal creature, put it under.
Okay.
I'm gonna get the orcs to help me, because there's probably that's kind of hard to pick.
Yeah.
Get a 6 feet deep hole.
Yeah.
That big.
So you guys dig a grave for this Mama Hippogriff. Some pretty touching things have been said. During this funeral that you've... impromptu funeral. All the orcs are there. Several of them are crying. Despite, you know, what one would think, stereotypes, they're a very emotional race.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I'm really happy she didn't get mad at me, because you said she's emotional. I'm like, please, thank you for hiding here. Please, thank you for not getting mad.
So...
I don't have hippogriff powers of telling if you're a good person.
You guys are about to bury Mama Hippogriff, and suddenly, with like a loud pop, this human dude shows up. He's wearing this really intricate black cloak. You kind of wonder how he even sees, because there's a hood in front of his eyes. like, the sky has gone dark. He's obviously a very powerful magician. So, this dark-cloaked, wizardy-esque dude, he shows up, the sky turns black. He is very powerful. You would hardly make a dent on his beautifully tailored cloak. And he magically levitates the hippogriff out of the grave.
No!
I hate him, and I made him. He does that, and he looks around at the orcs, and he points at Daisy, and he casts a spell on her. You don't know what it is, and then he disappears. With the hippogriff.
I'm going to murder him when I find him!
He obviously wanted something to do with a dead hippogriff. Who knows, he could be a necromancer. Anyways.
I wanted that body in the ground!
Yeah. That was pretty shocking. But Daisy, she looks very confused. She's kind of blinking and looking around like she doesn't know what happened. And she sees us three, Kandoran, Paz, and Fitz, and she starts attacking. Whatever this wizard did, he did something to her, and she is no longer Daisy.
Knock her out.
What's her strength?
Also, all the other orcs have passed out. He did something to them, too.
What's her strength?
Her strength is 20, 24.
20, holy crap.
Yeah. Remember how I had muscles?
Yeah.
And she's level 8. She's pretty high leveled. This is the boss fight, guys. Roll for initiative.
Richard got a 16 because he's obviously fighting with.
So Paz got 18. And then...
19.
Oh, wow. Fitz got a 3.
So helpful.
Yeah, that's a 3.
Standing back like, I don't want to deal with this.
Okay, so the order is Kandoran, Paz, Daisy, Richard, and then Fitz. Kandoran, what do you do?
I will...
You gonna attack her directly?
Flirt.
Hey, what's your strength?
7.
Okay.
I will try and disarm her.
Okay. If you want to disarm her, roll...
Muscle.
Attack, and I'll roll attack. 15. Beat 15. What did you get? 16. Oh, you just barely beat her attack. Alright, that was pretty lucky of you. Let's say she's got, like, this big two-handed broadsword. So, you don't quite disarm her, but...
Knock her off balance.
You knock her off balance, and you hit the sword really hard, so it's kind of vibrating, and her hands are now just kind of numb from it. So, she's got a lesser attack. Pass.
Try and take the sword. You probably could have even lift it.
Probably not.
Do you want to attack her? Her attack is not as high anymore.
I was like, what if I threw my staff of tiny skeletons at her?
They're not fighting skeletons, they're service skeletons.
I
know,
I just like, as like a distraction, but I'm afraid one of them's gonna die and I don't want to do that. I'd be terrible. That would just show that I couldn't handle the hippogriff. You know what, I'm gonna attack her. Gonna try and see if I can cut her.
Roll to beat a 15. What is it with 15s and her?
9.
How much attack do you have? 9, 10, 11,
no,
12?
No, 6. 70.
It's a 6.
Oh, 6. 79.
So it's a 9.
Oh my gosh.
I really am weak.
She easily parries your attack. And
I wasn't even on the right course. I was like running and then I just sort of stumbled
off
to the side.
Her turn.
I trip.
Runs in circles.
Okay, guys, it's her turn.
Alright.
Let's say.
Beat me up. This is gonna happen anyway.
She attacks Kandoran. She attacks him. Roll to beat. Ooh, 17. 12. Okay. She beats your attack and she hits you for. Ooh, you have literally, like, 2 points of health. You are very badly wounded. She almost chopped you completely in half. Ow.
So your muscles Daisy's did turn. Nothing. Your muscles did nothing.
That's Daisy's turn. Richard's turn.
My muscles stopped.
Okay,
what's Richard's turn do? Does he magic at her?
Richard is starting to get annoyed with this fight, so he's gonna just use his brute strength.
Okay.
And he's a big, heavy cat.
So you're gonna roll for a strength contest sort of thing.
Yeah.
Are you sure? She's got 24 strength. Although Richard is kind of a big cat. Let's say, roll to beat an 18.
19 plus, plus five.
Okay.
I win. He wins.
Richard counts on her. Roll a d20. Let's say plus five. 12. Okay. She is wounded a little bit.
How much is she at now?
She's at 48 health. It's Fitz's turn.
Fitz, you better be worse.
The one that rolled a three.
Okay. She's gonna, like, jump around Daisy to confuse her using her agility. Using her agility, she'll jump around and try and, like, get an edge in on there. Yeah, she does that. And she hits her for 10 health. So Daisy is now at 38 health instead of... And it is back to Kandoran's turn. Does he heal himself?
Yes, I heal myself with the five points with the level 1 health potion, and I throw the empty bottle at her.
Okay. Let's say she was confused by Fitz jumping around her, and she gets hit for 7 points of damage. So that would be 31 health. You're taking her down pretty well. Proud of you guys. You're still almost dead.
I'm still at full health. And
Paz's turn. It's Paz's turn.
Okay, so...
Can Richard, like, use his magic to heal me or something?
Richard hasn't learned any magic healing spells yet.
He's magical, but he doesn't have...
He's a cat.
Like, he has 3 magic right now.
Yeah, he can't really do much.
Okay, let's see. May as well keep attacking her.
Alright, attack.
I really hope I'm not gonna live to regret this and have... What's her name? It's pretty. I know
Leonie?
That.
Leonie?
Leonie. Yeah. It'd be really disappointing if she begins to hate me because I've been attacking her second in command.
Leonie's a pretty... Understanding person.
She understands.
She'll understand if Daisy got hit by a magic spell that made Daisy attack people she liked.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Hint, hint.
I'm just gonna attack.
Okay, attack. Let's say Leonie's... Not Leonie. Daisy's hands are still kind of numbed from Kandoran's first...
Attack.
Oh my, you're not gonna... You don't even try to roll. You don't... Yeah.
What is it?
19. She's not gonna beat that no matter what she does. Even if she rolls a... Well, roll. If you roll a 20, you will hit.
Obviously.
Do it.
I'm not gonna roll a 20.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
I just...
You didn't have faith in yourself, Chelsea. Okay.
I just sort of gave up.
It's like halfway, you run up to her, and halfway through, you're just like, eh.
I just walk away.
Nope. Okay. Daisy now hits.
Wait a second, I could have used something. Holy crap.
Chelsea.
I could have finally used my poison breath for something. Because, yeah, I can use that.
Maybe you... Yeah, you could. Maybe... You'll probably have another turn.
Okay, yeah, I probably will.
Who does Daisy attack next? She.
She attacks.
She attacks Paz.
I hate you and everything.
Well, you walked up to her, but no.
It kept on rolling a 1, and 1 was Kandoran.
Yeah, I think you deserve not to
I don't think
die.
She likes me.
No.
Well, she did, but now she doesn't.
Paz.
All right.
Roll. Ooh, you might actually... Roll. Oh,
it's a 5.
Never mind. Yeah, she attacks you and she hits you for... Oh, only 5 points.
It's pretty much just getting rid of, like, my armor.
All okay, right. Guys.
Haha, she likes me better than you. It's Richard's turn. Okay, Richard is... What are you gonna do, Richard? He's probably going to attack again. Make some sort of witty comment.
So...
okay, so how much do I have to roll? Because he's just gonna use
roll
attack.
To beat a 15.
That's an 8.
8?
9.
Oh, nice.
10. Yeah.
So he overestimated his fluff. While his fluff...
he overestimated his fluff.
Fluff.
Like, you know, cats, they're fluffy. With their fur, they look bigger than they actually are. Even he thought he was bigger than he actually was. So he pounced on her, but he missed. It was just his fur that kind of brushed against her. And she's like, whoa, dude.
Super fluffy.
Fitz's turn. Fitz doesn't have much attack, but she's gonna try and attack anyways. Oh, hey, I have a lucky scarf. I can have plus one on rolls. So it's 15 and 15. That means I hit her, but it only kind of works.
Kind of works.
Yeah. So I hit her for 1 point of damage. I rolled a 2!
Useless. Useless.
I guess it only kind of works. So that kind of backfired a little bit, and it's back to Kandoran.
So while she's distracted with
fluff and you.
Very bad adventurers.
When she's distracted with us, I sneak up behind her and try and grab the sword from behind her.
You sneak up behind her. Although, I guess you can sneak up since you're an elf. You can kind of like quietly. Let's see. Let's say beat a 7.
Okay.
If you don't, I'm going to be disappointed.
And I got a 12.
Okay. So you steal her sword and she turns around like, whoa! Oh, wait! Just a second! No! Bat! She doesn't say that, but she looks very magic angry. And it's Paz's turn.
He's gonna use poison breath. Oh, for a second I was just gonna use my generic.
I see you start to get ready for your poison. Just put on the gas mask.
Fitz, this takes a few steps back. Beat a 2. You gotta do this. You have to do this.
I can see my failure now.
Add your magic. Let's say breath attacks are magic.
I better. 7 plus 1 8. Is 8.
Okay, so you beat a 2. You hit her with some poison. That's gonna be 9 damage. Plus, let's say she gets 3 damage each turn, because it's poison, you know? Mm.
It's lingering. Plus, it's sort of in her face, so... just don't breathe!
There's like gas mask walking away.
So that'd be...
the giant sword run in.
Fear me, my death breath!
Okay. That's past. It's Daisy's turn again. Ooh, who will she attack this time? Oh, she attacks Richard.
Okay.
And she attacks him. Ooh,
Every time you do that, I can tell it's going to be bad.
21. Beat a 21.
How?
With what?
She has 10 attack.
So,
you can't... he has 0 attack. There's no way he can beat that.
Fine. Her...
make it possible.
Her hands are still numb.
Her hands are still numb. Beat a 16.
Okay, that's more reasonable. It's more reasonable.
Not reasonable enough.
I got a...
rolls
a
9.
Sorry, Richard. Forgive me.
Okay, he gets hit for 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Still, everybody's doing better.
So that's 11.
Yeah.
Fitz, I hope you die.
Okay, it's Richard's turn.
No, it's Fitz. No damage.
Oh my gosh.
I hope you die.
It's Richard's turn.
Let's
roll
see.
Roll to beat this.
I rolled. That was a legitimate roll. That was a roll.
You that got a 20. That is impressive. That is a critical hit. Let's say...
Richard, thank you. You are my lucky person. You're my
roll
lucky cat.
Roll 2 times. Add those numbers together and tell me.
I can see.
Wait,
this
is this to attack?
Yet. No, this is how much you hit her for.
Okay.
14.
Okay, 14. And 15. So that's...
okay, I thought it was going to be a 1.
That is
a
29 hit. Oh, guys.
She's dead.
She's at 2 points it hit. That hit knocked her out of whatever spell.
Just smack. I can just imagine him with... okay, just imagine... I can just imagine Richard standing forever and just go smack into the ground.
Anime-esque.
Nope!
So, yeah, whatever he just did, it knocked her out of that spell the wizard placed on her.
We win.
We win, guys. That was...
she noticed, like, I'm, like, beaten up holding her sword.
Like, she remembers everything that happened, but she couldn't control herself. She feels really bad, and she looks at you, Kandoran, and she's like, I'm so sorry. What happened? Oh my goodness, guys, I hope you can forgive me.
Fitz, I hope you die.
Fitz is just kind of standing in the corner
useless
like...
useless piece of junk. You didn't get hit once!
Okay.
We need to heal.
That is the last fight for this session, guys. I promise, you're not gonna be hurt anymore.
Can we go to the shop or something?
Stop. She looks at you guys. I gotta finish this up, guys.
I'm so ticked.
You can tell she is mortified by what just happened.
So am I! She didn't hit Fitz! She hit Fitz, I would have been fine, but nope.
Let's just talk about the story, Jess.
I'm ticked.
Okay, she looks mortified. She sees you, Kandoran, and she's like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. And she's like, you have my sword. I don't know how to apologize. Yeah,
you
know what?
Kiss.
Romance at its finest.
That's how you wake a waking prince, right? You kiss him just like you kiss the girl.
She does the orc equivalent of kissing, but Kandoran doesn't know that. She's like, you know what? You can have my sword. Just take it. I don't want it anymore. Just
he's got a good weapon.
Yep.
So what
I
is
have
he
a weapon
to
at all.
Your weapon is plus +5. She gives you her sword, which is basically the orc equivalent of kissing, but no one knows that.
Well, the orcs do.
Yeah, but they're all passed out. And she's like, I will wait here, and I will wait for everyone to wake up, and I will tell them exactly what happened. Weren't you on a job? You guys just go find somewhere to heal. I feel so bad. I'm so sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna take a cat nap with Richard.
That doesn't do anything.
I'm still gonna take a cat nap with Richard. I am tired, okay?
You should give Richard some...
You take a nap.
No, I can give Richard some cat food. That'll heal him.
He'll... Give him your cat food, he's healed.
Okay. Ding. So, he's back to 20.
Let's say, put magical cat food on there, it replenishes itself, so you don't ever have to, like, get rid of it. Because, honestly, that's just...
magic.
Richard and Paz take a nap. Fitz kind of awkwardly stands there, like, Kandoran's kind of hurt. They're taking a nap. And then they wake up for the nap, and you guys head back to the Adventurers Guild headquarters.
I'm still kind of limping.
And once there... you go back to the person who assigned you this quest, and you report back, and...
Once they wake up, they'll disperse, right? So don't have to worry about that anymore.
Report back to them.
Yeah.
Let's say it's the same person. It's Dorkman's mom again. And
she's the headquarter. Yeah. She's the boss.
She's the boss. It's Dorkman's mom again. She listens to your report, and she's like, holy crap, that was... a lot harder request than I thought it would be. I apologize for that. I don't really send out first-time adventurers on fighting quests. Oops.
She had 60 health and was buff. And Fitz was untouched. I am ticked! The buff guy didn't even scratch her!
You guys blame yourself for getting such high... no. You guys blame this D4 for not rolling a 4.
By the way, yeah, I know you did scratch her. I was meaning the fact that she scratched you more than you got a hit.
Just I hit her and like knocked. You should thank me. One that saved you from actually getting a hit.
Your reward is you guys get 30 magical dollars. Let's say that's a lot. She pays you more than
usual.
Yeah, she was gonna pay you 20. She's like, ugh.
And she's like,
30.
Whoops.
You all get a small ruby because pretty gems.
Perfect. Since we're there, should we heal up?
They gave you some health potions. You're all healed up.
Okay, perfect.
One more thing is compensation for that. She gives you a random magical item. Quick, roll your d20. 16?
10.
Okay. Paz gets lying lipstick, gives you a small bonus. Like,
just what, like, lipstick?
Plus lying lipstick. Let's say it gives
Lying. Lying.
Let's say it gives you +1 on charisma.
Okay. Okay, I'm a guy, by the way, so this is gonna look fabulous. I hope it's in pink. Because that's his thing. He has, like, a bunch of pink undertones.
And then 10. Magic chalk. It writes on any surface, even not solid ones. And you can wipe it off just with your hands. And
why would you need to write on any surface?
Who knows? They're just random magical items.
What do you get?
Magical jelly molds.
Wait, does Richard get anything?
Let's say he gets some sort of cat pack so he can hold stuff. And how many can hold 3 items.
3 more items than usual? Okay, I'm gonna give him the stuff. Like, I'm gonna put the cat stuff with him. Because I don't need his cat stuff. He needs it. Okay.
But he can't reach in the pack, so.
No, I'll pull it out. It's just his bag.
Mm-hmm. And level up.
Alright, you guys, everyone is now level 3.